Hiya everyone, welcome back to the Antidepressants podcast. I'm Danny.
And I'm Laura, and we are here to answer some agonies. Today's agony is, why isn't he watching my IG stories anymore?
Well, I mean, I think basically not watching the stories indicates a loss of interest.
I would agree.
Like, in general, that's what it is. Like, even if it's your pals or whatever, like, if you're not watching somebody's stories anymore and you're used to, there's a reason for it.
Just not interested.
Not bov, bruv.
Not bothered. But I think you have to figure out what type of IG... Right. This all depends on what this situation is. If this is a person that you have been romantically linked to, you've been chatting in some way, and then suddenly their messages aren't as frequent anymore, and they stop watching your stories as much, you're kind of just falling off the radar everywhere in general. They're definitely not interested.
Yeah.
They're just kind of stringing you along, waiting for you to be the person to be like, what's going on? If you're somebody who posts a lot and you've noticed that maybe like a certain friend isn't watching anymore, it could literally just be that maybe like you're a bit overwhelming on stories, which I don't think people talk, right? I know you're pulling a face, but I don't think people talk about this enough, because I think some people...
Do you get overwhelmed, Laura?
I sometimes get a bit overwhelmed by people's stories and will mute them.
It depends. You know what it is? Because there's some people who post a lot and I find quite entertaining, and I will go back and like watch everything. But then there's other people where I'm like, this is just really fucking boring. Stop posting.
Yeah. I mean, I've never thought that. That's hard. But also, I spend most of my time rewatching my own Insta story on repeat.
Pretending to be someone who doesn't know you.
Funny. Yes. Like 50 times a day, I'll be like, oh, God, comedy gold.
I'll watch it back and just be like, right, if I didn't know me, what would I think of me right now? And chances
funny,
are...
funny, hilarious.
Great. A good all-rounder.
Good all-rounder. Absolutely fantastic. 100 out of 100.
Chock full of buns.
Honestly, I think I'm going to... because of the specificity in this question, I'm going to assume this was a romantic interest which has fizzled.
I'm assuming so as well.
And they're no longer watching your story. I think you can safely assume that you are no longer on their radar, as sad as it
unfortunately
may be. Sometimes you have to be a bit brutal and a bit honest and kind with yourself, you know, be brutal and honest with yourself, and just admit that, like, maybe things have just fizzled out. Maybe they're just not that interested anymore. Because people, when people are interested in you,
they'll watch.
In your life, they'll watch. It's not hard. It doesn't take a lot of time to watch an Insta story. You just flick through, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I think if you notice that and you think to yourself, right, they're not interested, you make sure you stop watching theirs as well.
Yes. Put them on mute. Yeah. So that you can't see them.
Oh, I love the mute button. I've got so many people on mute.
I've got so many people on mute. Like,
great.
Never for like bad reasons. Literally just because maybe I'm a bit overwhelmed with all the content. I don't know. But I do love to mute a person. And I also love to hide my story from people. I can't believe I'm admitting this to everyone. But I will hide my story regularly from people.
Regularly?
Well, maybe not like... Maybe. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. No, probably not dead regularly. But like...
Have you got a long list of people who are...
I've maybe got about a few people who are hidden on my Insta stories.
I've got a handful, like...
But you know what I'm telling you? Utilise the close friends option.
Oh, yeah.
If you find that they're still watching your story, because this is another one, you're not talking anymore, they've told you they're not interested, yet they're still watching your story. So they've ghosted you, but they're there to haunt you every second of the day.
I literally don't understand why, because that's happened to me before as well, where I'm like, well, why are you still watching my stories?
Why are you bothered?
What you're bothered for? Exactly. Is there nobody else's stuff you could be watching? Because I'm not watching yours.
Honestly.
And that's a weird one.
That's so weird. Well, I think you should hide your story from them or start posting to your close friends lists, and they do not make the cut.
No, don't let them make the cut.
Nah.
But I think as well, if somebody's watching stories, I personally watch stories of people who I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't necessarily mean romantically, but like actual friends or people who I think are really funny or whatever. And there's like positive reasons for us doing it. But I think maybe not everybody's like that. Maybe some people just watch so that they've got the gossip or to see if there's any drama going on.
I mean, I watch for the gossip, I'm not going to lie. I don't really. I'm just joking. I don't.
You're lying.
I think some people literally just watch to like make a point of having watched it as well.
What do you mean?
So I think when people are on the pull, like they're on a bit of like a go on Instagram, they'll make a point of watching your story.
And they want you to notice.
They want you to notice, yeah. Oh, because it'll be the same people that like three of like your random photos.
Mm.
Like they've scrolled through your profile, like three random photos, and they're hoping for a like back.
Or it's the same person that like reacts to every story that you put up.
Yeah.
With like heart eyes or a clap or 100%, and you're like, all right, pal.
Calm down.
I haven't replied, like, get the hint.
But yeah, like, I think just because they're still watching your story, I wouldn't necessarily take that in a flattering way. It would personally piss me off because, yeah, they might still be interested, but at the end of the day, they're just like orbiting around you. They're just making themselves present enough in your immediate circle that you don't forget them.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
Like, you can't move on.
It's gross. Like, you can't move on because they still have some involvement. They can still react to your story if they want you to, but they're never going to go out their way to, like, actually find out how you're doing or if you're having a good day.
Yeah, like they're not just sort of peering over the garden hedge.
Like that guy.
They're not going to knock. They're not going to ask, like, how you're doing.
That man from Home Improvement.
Yeah, what's his name? Wilson.
What's his name? Wilson. The neighbour from Home Improvement. And he just used to peer over the hedge with his little... with his little hat on.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're Wilsoning you.
Ah, Wilson. That's what it's called. You're being Wilsoned.
You're being Wilsoned. Wilson. Honestly, they're just, you're being Wilsoned by this person and it needs to stop. Dear Lord, make it stop.
Don't let anyone Wilson you.
You can't do it. Don't be taken for a mug. Like, hide your story immediately and mute them.
Yeah. And I would say as well, if you don't fancy doing that, fair enough, but also make sure that you don't change your stories or tailor them knowing that that person's watching. Just make sure you're posting whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with, like you getting on with your life and having fun and stuff. Don't post anything to antagonise or to kind of Laura's like... That's all Laura does. That story's for.
I mean, I've been known to go on a memeageddon. I'm not going to lie. That's what me and Danielle call it.
Oh, I do love that, though.
I know. What, you love seeing it happen?
I love seeing it unfold.
Oh, that's so mean because it's me having a breakdown behind the scenes. Like, well, I've saved this post for when I'm this angry. Scroll through my saved post. This one. Post.
But it is quite good, though. People like me are watching and seeing all this memeageddon unfold, and they're going to their friends on WhatsApp. Oh my God, have you seen what's going on?
Oh my God,
happened.
Have you seen it? Something that I love.
I wonder what it is, because they're kicking off via memes.
The memes, like memeageddon, is a real thing. It really, really is. I think I'm much better now at controlling it.
Do you think?
Yeah. Nah, it all goes on this page instead. It all comes straight to this podcast.
I think it's been good for you, Laura.
I think it has. It's really taught me to embrace those toxic sides of myself. Yeah.
Your stories are dead boring now.
I know my stories are. My stories on my personal page are dead boring because I post all the funny ones to the IG account, which is like hilarious.
God.
But yeah, I would just say try not to change anything about the way that you're posting. If somebody who's still watching your stories is making you feel uncomfortable in any way, then you need to take action. You need to be responsible and hide them.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to watch their stories, you don't have to at all. If they've stopped watching your stories, then I think you need to admit to yourself that that's a pretty clear indication that they do not have an interest in your life. That sounds so mean.
Oh,
I'm
hell.
So sorry. That came out so ruthless, wasn't it?
It really was. It was like a virtual slap in the face, that.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, but like, it's true.
I think the sooner like you can admit it to yourself, the sooner you can think, right, well, I'm not going to watch theirs. I'm going to mute them and I'm going to move the fuck on.
Move on from it. And also for all those people that I do have on mute and I don't watch your stories, I'm really sorry. It's not that I'm not interested in your life.
You've just said.
Sometimes I just get a bit overwhelmed and I need more time for myself on Instagram to watch my own stories. That's where the funnies is coming from. Honestly, what a hole have I dug myself into? I'm going to have to like send so many recovery texts.
I didn't mean you.
I didn't mean you. Lol, I didn't mean you.
Jokes, I did.
Well, I hope that's helped. Do what you've got to do in this situation.
Protect yourself.
Protect yourself.
It's your Instagram account at the end of the day. You can have people there if you want them there, or you can just bloody get rid.
Get rid. Speaking of Instagram accounts, if you want to give her a little follow over on our Insta account.
Yeah, those stories are definitely
those
worth
stories
watching.
Are do not put us on mute, because I'll know. To be honest, you can follow her and put her on mute. I don't care. Like, I just want the follower numbers up. Like, get yourself on over. Give her a little follow. Have a little watch at her highlights.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice and fun. We'll see you there. You can DM her and we'll actually reply.
We will reply because contrary to popular belief, we are actually very nice.
We're very, very nice people and we take a lot of time to engage and make our stories really fun. So I can guarantee you a barrel of laughs and a really good time.
Yeah, definitely.
See you on Instagram. Bye.